The history of life on Earth, says Dow Orion, is a chronicle of new plants and animals expanding into new territories, of being what we today call invasive species.
The first algae that moved from the ancient ocean up onto land invaded that ecosystem. The first fish that crawled out of that sea millions of years later invaded the land as well and started changing it and was changed by it. Throughout the geologic record, there's the history of invasion, both stimulating change and the invasive species being also changed by the ecosystem that they come into.
Orion, author of Beyond the War on Invasive Species, A Permaculture Approach to Ecosystem Restoration, observes that this process has been ongoing for millions of years, but it is now being accelerated by climate change.
The best models predicting what ecosystems of the future are going to look like pretty much say we don't know. A study by Oregon State University found that the invasive Himalayan blackberry grew 4 times more quickly than native blackberry species in an elevated CO2 atmosphere. And I'm sure many more invasive species are going to do better as carbon dioxide saturation increases. We should expect that they're going to be here. We're selecting for them.
At the same time, we are still trying to fend off invaders that may damage crops, often non-native species themselves, or decrease biodiversity and compromise the habitat that birds and animals rely on. But those efforts are a scattered patchwork, Orion says, and the ecosystems they seek to restore are being compromised on a far greater scale by economic forces.
Restoration activities take place in limited contexts. Like there's a 200-acre oak savanna over here that's been restored, and there's a 50-acre wetland over here that's been restored. Meanwhile, everything else goes on as usual. We go to Costco. We go to Whole Foods. The design of our entire economy and the way that that affects ecosystems worldwide isn't considered within the context of restoration.
So if restoration that attempts to turn back the clock is limited in what it can accomplish, Orion says we should pay more attention to what new replacement species are doing in their new environments. Locally, beekeepers have found their hives sustained this past summer by the flowers of star thistles and Himalayan blackberries, both notorious invaders. And even species that can cause enormous economic damage, such as the rapidly proliferating zebra and quagga mussels, may also have a positive impact at the same time.
A dime-sized mussel can filter a quart of water per day. They're taking things like PCBs, antibiotic-resistant staph bacteria, E. coli, lead, cadmium, mercury, so all of these heavy metals, all of these things have been found inside the body tissue of the zebra mussels. So they're making the water more clear, more suitable for different types of life. So if we look at it from a bigger picture, is the problem the zebra mussels, or is the problem what we're putting into our water?
Orion farms and teaches permaculture design in Oregon's southern Willamette Valley. She was in Sonoma County earlier this month as a speaker at the annual Heirloom Festival. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.